The Goulburn Valley's 95.3 Triple M. It is Brekkie with Shawnee for the Shep RSL. The first test match, finally, it's here. It's coming up today in Adelaide and freezing conditions. Not really. It's 40 degrees today in Adelaide. On the line right now, Australian cricketing legend Greg Blewett. Morning, Bluey.
Morning, Sean.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, very, very well. I'm excited like you, I think. I think it's been a long time coming.
It's been a long time.
This morning's going to be great. And as you said, it's an absolute scorcher here in Adelaide. Yeah, looking forward to some decent cricket. Should be good.
Hey, Bluey, before we talk cricket, mate, what's this about you just shooting a lazy two under the card on the golf course yesterday? What's the go there?
Yeah, well, I was hoping you wouldn't bring that up because I didn't tell my wife I was playing yesterday afternoon. So if she somehow listens into this, I'll be in trouble. But no, I've had I haven't been playing much, but yeah, had a half decent round yesterday. So won some money, which was good.
That's brilliant. And what are you up to these days in terms of cricket, Bluey?
Yeah, well, I'm a high performance coach at the SACA. So
yep.
Over a couple of programs, so I'm with the Redbacks and also coaching the state under 19 team, so we're about 3 days in for the National Carnival, which is on now right here in Adelaide. So we play today as well. So yeah, a scorcher for our boys as well this morning.
You mentioned it before and I'm going to mention it now. I think we speak on behalf of all Australians. Finally, test match cricket is here. Forget all the stuff off the field. We can just get out there and get on with cricket. Aaron Finch, he's playing in his first test match here in Australia. Tim Payne's the captain. There's a video that's doing the rounds at the moment of Virat Kohli seeing the ball. Absolutely beautiful. How important is he to their team?
Oh, he's important to both teams, really, because, you know, the Australians would love to sort of get him out nice and early, but that's not going to be easy because, you know, a guy that sort of averages, you know, around about 55 in test matches is going to pop up at different stages during the series. But, I think, you know, from all reports too, Mitchell Starc is bowling like the wind, which I'm really excited about. I saw him play that last T20 in Sydney and he was, you know, the way he was sort of running in and his, you know, just the way he was sort of going through his action, having seen him up close and personal, I just feel like he's going to be a real difference. So everyone within the Australian team is really excited about how he's going. So, you know, hopefully he can get some balls swinging into Virat Kohli and knock his pads over.
Would Aaron Finch be a little bit nervous playing his first test match in Australia?
Oh, without doubt. I like the 11 that the Australians have picked. I wouldn't necessarily have gone in with the same order. I'd actually have Aaron Finch at number 6.
Right.
I would have opened with Shaun Marsh. And then, you know, have probably Peter Hanscom at maybe 4, Travis Head at 6, and maybe Finch at, Head at 5 and Finch at 6.
Yep.
But having said that, they've gone with that and we'll get behind him. But yeah, he'll be nervous. Like a lot of boys in our top 6, they'll be a little bit nervous, which is a little bit worrying, but you know, you never know when people have to step up. Sometimes they do, and let's hope that Aaron Finch does.
With it being 40 degrees today, an absolute scorcher there in Adelaide, how important is the first toss, and what would you do if you were out there flipping the coin?
Yeah, that's an interesting one, Sean, because you know, having seen the Shield matches throughout the summer here in Adelaide, it's probably a toss that you wouldn't mind bowling first. If there's anything in the pitch, it's normally day one, day two, and then it has been flattening out a lot day three and day four. So I reckon it's tempting to bowl first just to get the most out of it. But as you said, when it's nearly 40 degrees, you obviously probably want to bat first. So it's going to be interesting to see what the teams do. I'd imagine because of the temperatures, it's going to be 38, I think, tomorrow as well. So you would think that, you know, whoever wins the toss probably might bat first.
Tim Payne, I think I read somewhere during the week that 18 months, 2 years ago, he was struggling to get a game for Tasmania. Fast forward to now, he's the captain of the Australian cricket team. It's a remarkable effort, and he just seems like a ripper guy. Are you a big fan of him?
Yeah, you're right. He's a great bloke, and I think he's handled everything really well. And as you said, the turnaround has been phenomenal in his career. I mean, it's something they'll probably make a movie out of, I reckon, one day. you know, just about to retire, move to Melbourne, work for Kookaburra, and then decides, you know what, I'm going to just try and have one more year with Tasmania and see what happens. And then, you know, all of a sudden, after what happened in South Africa, he's captain of the national team. So I mean, it is a great story, and I think he's doing a great job for the team as well.
Bluey, we'll finish with this. Steve Smith, Dave Warner, Cameron Bancroft, would you like to see them back in the Australian side?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I think it's going to be a hard road back for maybe Cameron Bancroft, but I think the other two are just, you know, as soon as they're available, I think, you know, you get them straight back in. I think, 12 months is a long time.
Yeah.
The punishment was harsh, but probably fair. I mean, you know, what happened was obviously not good enough. And I can't wait to see him back in the Australian side.
Been talking to Australian cricket legend and not a bad golfer as well, Greg Blewett, here on the Goulburn Valley's 95.3 Triple M. Bluey, thanks for your time, mate, on your Thursday morning. And good luck with the missus. If she's hearing this, good luck, okay?
Yeah, me too. Thanks, mate. Pleasure.